वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्त्वमाविर्विशावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। देवता भक्ताः एकन्यदेवता भक्ताः भजन्ते श्रद्धयान्विताः भजन्ते श्रद्धयान्विताः तेऽपि मामेव कौन्तेय तेऽपि मामेव कौन्तेय यजन्त्यविधिपूर्वकम् यजन्त्यविधिपूर्वकम् एव्यन्यदेवता भक्ताः भजन्ते श्रद्धयान्विताः तेऽपि मामेव कौन्तेय यजन्त्यविधिपूर्वकम् अहं हि सर्वयज्ञानाम् अहं हि सर्वयज्ञानाम् भोक्ता च प्रभुरेव च भोक्ता च प्रभुरेव च न तु मामभिजानन्ति न तु मामभिजानन्ति तत्त्वेनातस्य वन्दिते तत्त्वेनातस्य वन्दिते अहं हि सर्वयज्ञानाम् भोक्ता च प्रभुरेव च न तु मामभिजानन्ति तत्त्वेनातस्य वन्दिते यान्ति देवव्रता देवान् यान्ति देवव्रता देवान् पितृन्यान्ति पितृव्रताः पितृन्यान्ति पितृव्रताः भूतानि यान्ति भूतेज्याः भूतानि यान्ति भूतेज्याः यान्ति मध्याजिनोऽपि माम् यान्ति मध्याजिनोऽपि माम् यान्ति देवव्रता देवान् पितृन्यान्ति पितृव्रताः भूतानि यान्ति भूतेज्याः यान्ति मध्याजिनोऽपि माम् पत्रं पुष्पं फलं तोयम् पत्रं पुष्पं फलं तोयम् यो मे भक्त्या प्रयच्छति यो मे भक्त्या प्रयच्छति तदहं भक्त्युपहृतं तदहं भक्त्युपहृतम् अश्नामि प्रयतात्मनः अश्नामि प्रयतात्मनः पत्रं पुष्पं फलं तोयम् यो मे भक्त्या प्रयच्छति तदहं भक्त्युपहृतम् अश्नामि प्रयतात्मनः यत्करोषि यदश्नासि यत्करोषि यदश्नासि यज्जुहोषि दधासि यज्जुहोषि दधासि यत्तपस्यसि कौन्तेय यत्तपस्यसि कौन्तेय तत्कुरुष्व मदर्पणम् तत्कुरुष्व मदर्पणम् यत्करोषि यदश्नासि यज्जुहोषि दधासि यत्तपस्यसि कौन्तेय तत्कुरुष्व मदर्पणम्।
The deal of our class has been stuck in verse 22 for quite some time, so we should move ahead. But we are trying to understand what the Lord is saying in this verse 22 because it's one of the most important verses of the entire Gita. In fact, it's considered as the central verse of the entire Gita, 22nd verse of chapter 9, being the middle chapter, almost the middle verse here, is considered as the geometrical central verse of the Gita. Central means important. Say something is given the center of attraction, important. So in that sense, so the crux he is trying to say here, crux of the message is, Ananya Chinta. Ananya Chinta. Chinta means thought. Ananya Chinta means other thought. Ananya Chinta means no other thought. Meaning there should be no other thought. Other means what? Spirit and matter. If you are not thinking of spirit, you are thinking of matter. Remember this portion from chapter 7 to chapter 12 is emphasizing on Upasana Bhakti. Upasana. Staying closer to Atma. siding with spirit and not with matter. But there are people who are apparently physically sitting with Atma, God, Bhagwan, but mentally thinking about the world. Artati, Artha, Vijnasu, Jnani. These are four types of Bhakta. So, if you are having other thought means what? Material world. Thought of the material world. Then you are not what is being spoken, who is being spoken here in this verse. He is talking about those who have only thought of Brahman. One who have identified themselves with Brahman. They do not worry about the future. In fact, chinta means thought, means from you to the object of your desire, attaining that you want to restore your future. So basically, anya chinta means thought of future. One who lives in future, one who is mentally attached to future. Future means past. Past and future will always be together. You cannot disconnect from future, but past will continue as far as mental plane is concerned. No. So when a person is living in past and future, he is worshipper of anya devata. One who is living in the present means who is worshipper of Brahman. Ananya chinta. He has no other thought of any devata. Why you think of any devata? God. See, in Hinduism, first of all, Hinduism is not Isham in the same sense as it is Isham in many other religions. Many other religions are opinion of one individual given to one set of people at a particular place and time. When we say Hindu, one who lives between Himalayas and Indian Ocean. The way of living, so many masters, right? This is the opinion of one particular person here. And here, they very clearly say, if you are having desire for some other object, there are different devatas, gods, plural. Hinduism believes only in one god, which is Brahman. The moment they say gods, they are talking about relative goal, not absolute goal. Absolute goal is only one. So depending upon your desire, you satisfy that devata, and through that devata you get the benefit. So basically your mind is attached to future. Right, so he says, ananya chintayantvam yejana parupasate. One who worships me with no other thought, unprostituting devotion, who lives in the present.
So me is Brahman.
Yes. Always. Suddenly in the 9th chapter you are asking this question. When Lord Krishna speaks, when he says me, he means Atma. He never identifies with the body, mind, intellect. Whereas when we all speak, when we say me, it is small m. When he says me, it is capital M. That is why I said in the book, when Swamiji translates, you will see M given in capital. Isn't it? Do you see that? If you have Swamiji's book, you can see. I don't know about the other translation. In Swamiji's book. Yes, you want to ask something. Huh. So, me means Atma Brahma. Okay? So, when he says a person who is identified with Atma, he is, what he is saying, to such a person, I give yoga and shema. Yoga kshemam vahami aham. I give yoga and kshema. Yoga generally in this context means material wealth. Kshema means preservation of that. Yoga also has a meaning of assembling, putting together. So we are trying to collect material things, putting together to secure our future. No? Are you with me? So I give him yoga, I give him kshema, meaning protection of that wealth. See, when he says this, what he is trying to in a way say, if you go deeper, which we discussed last week, is you get the present also. The fact that you live in present, you enjoy the present. The fact that you live in the present, you enjoy the present. Your present is for you. If you are all the time
thinking about future in the present, are you living in the present?
No.
No. So would you be enjoying the present? You have existed in the present, but you never experienced the present. So for you, yoga is not there. Kshema, the future, if you look at it that way, future is only for a person who lives moment to moment. Because today is the cause, tomorrow is the effect. Seed is the cause, fruit is the effect. So you get both yoga and kshema. One who identifies with Atma, but one who is identified with the material things, his thoughts are in future. He neither gets this world nor this Ketya. In many different ways, in many scriptures, the same thing is being explained in different ways. So, same thing Swami Ramakrishna says, the way to gain anything is to lose. Can you repeat that?
Way to gain anything
is to
lose it.
Lose it. What does it mean?
Let go
from your
head to your mind.
Huh. What does it mean? While you are acting, to the extent you have the thought of the object that you want to achieve, to that extent your present action will be impoverished, na? Are you with me? Don't say. If you are thinking about what you should get, if it's preoccupying you while you are working, to that extent your work in the present will get affected. To that extent the object will not come to you. If you want, all that Vedanta says, recollect the two important verses which we have done before. One is verse number 47, chapter 2. What is that? Madhushree was doing this exercise for a while, then she left it, I think. You left it, no? Why you left it? I don't know.
Right is to work
only.
That's okay.
Let not the fruit of action. Karmani eva adhikaraha, ma phaleshu kadachana, ma karma phala hetur. Verse number 47, chapter 2. Then verse number 1, chapter 6. Anashrita karma phalam, karyam karma karotiyaha, saha sanyasi saha yogi, na niragnirna cha kriyaha. One who is focused in the present action. Karyam karma karotiyaha. Anashrita karma phalam. One who is not attached to the karma phala. All these are talking about the same thing. In other words, when you pitch up a goal, you must have a goal, but the goal should be so high that you don't even think about it, you start focusing in your action, automatically you will get there. I told you once a quotation by Swamiji, and a student was finishing the course, she asked some inspiration from Swamiji. He said that previous early morning on the day he got this idea, this quotation, so he gave it to the class. He says, service,
service for self.
The two quotations. One he said was service, comma, not labor purifies. Attachment, sorry, love, comma, not attachment purifies. Knowledge, comma, not study purifies. Purified mind takes to meditation. Meditation leads you to realization. This is one quotation. Another quotation is, act, comma, not to achieve. Love, comma, not to be loved. Put the comma correct, please. Don't put act, not, comma. Then it will change the whole thing. Act, comma, not to achieve. Love, comma, not to be loved. Study, comma, not to learn. let the goal remain with the goal, you shall get there. This is the quotation I wanted to quote. Act, come on, not to achieve. We are all in a hurry to achieve something. We forget that our intrinsic focus should be in the action in itself. I am being right not because then I will be reserved a seat in heaven. I understand the intrinsic value of being right and I am right. I am being right not because it will help me in future. I understand the intrinsic goodness, value, therefore I am good. Are you with me? Act come on not to be loved, come on not to be loved. Study come on not to be, not to learn. Let the goal remain with the goal, you shall get there. Now, this idea that he presents in verse 22, if you understand clearly, there is very few people who are really worshippers of God. Others call themselves worshippers of God, but for them God is not the ultimate end. God is the means to an end. That is why certain temple, unbelievable crowd. Why? Because that particular devata, when you worship, you get lot of desires benefited. On a Thursday, if you go to Sai Baba Mandir, you will not get a place to stand also. On Wednesday, no problem. You will get seat. Now, we are not ridiculing. All that we need to understand is mindset. See, when I say something, it may look like it's being ridiculed, but it's not ridiculed. We need to understand why the mind is interested in that devata. Because mind is full of desire and there is some assurance given to go to that devata, your desire will be fulfilled. Are you with me? So, that number is more. Ananya chinta number is less. Anya chinta number is more. But he says a person, it is not easy to bring himself to this. But you think a person, if he brings himself to this, he will lose the world. Actually, the person who is running after the world has missed the truth. But the person who goes after the truth gets the truth as well as the world. This is what he is saying. When you go after the world, he says you are missing the truth. But missing the truth means missing your life. Put it that way. But a person who goes towards life, who goes towards truth, he doesn't miss the life and he doesn't miss the living. When you go after the living, you miss the life. When you go after life, you get the life as well as living. This is all you need to understand in this verse 22. So now in this whole portion, starting from this verse, he is talking about this. One set of people worship the Atma. Other set of people worship the world. And since they worship the world, they go to the respective devatas. So from next verse, he is going to talk about those who go to devatas.
ये अन्य देवता भक्ताः यजन्ते श्रद्धया निधाः तेऽपि मामेव तं तेय यजन्त्यविधिपूर्वकम्
Even those devotees who endowed with Shraddha worship other gods. They go to other gods with so much of Shraddha. The belief that if I go and pray and do these rituals, I will get the phal. They also worship me alone. They are also worshipping me alone. though contrary to traditional practice. Ajantya, ajanti, abhidhipurvakam. Abhidhipurvakam also means out of ignorance they do. They don't know this. We have discussed this verse in a different way in 7th chapter also. What is discussed in 7th chapter? He discusses here also. He says basically whether you apply to agriculture ministry for some funds for your agricultural field or to make off the loan, agricultural loan, whether you write to finance department for some fund requirement for your work, whatever it may be, ultimately you are appealing to government of India. All these are different bodies of the same government. Right? That's what he's saying. Whichever devotee worships whatever form, he is actually appealing to Brahman only, but he doesn't know, he doesn't have this knowledge. Therefore, what he thinks, this is particularly powerful. No, part of the total. Being part of the total, certain things are assigned to certain departments you apply to. So he said, even those devotees who go to various devatas, gods, they, for what they go? For what do they go? To fulfill their desire. When the desire change, theirs also change. Like seasons change, theirs are change. It's nothing wrong, but this is what Veda Purvam talks about. There is a certain methodology to go about fulfilling your desires. In fact, first of all, you have to fulfill certain desires which cannot be overcome through knowledge, through experience, and rise above them. Only then you will be, in fact, qualified for Vedanta. Without going to Veda Purvam, you will not be qualified for Vedanta. Without proper maturity, if you come to Vedanta, what will happen? You will become an hypocrite. You have been told that there is no pleasure in the world, but you do not know. So what happens is, you will be studying Vedanta, but inside you will be interested in the world. There is no hurry. You first go about fulfilling your desires and understand the futility of it, then you will rise about it. Only thing that Vedanta says is, there is a method in the madness. You follow the method, you will fulfill your desire. And that method should be followed in a righteous way. So, righteously, if you fulfill your desire, it's not wrong. So that is why they, in the 7th chapter, he said, Artati, Arta, Jignyasu, also my bhakta. What do you mean? So there is nothing wrong if you follow your desire. As long as you follow the method righteously, to try to fulfill the desire. So he says, even those devotees who endowed with Shraddha worship other gods, other devatas, they are also worshipping me alone. Even though the application is written to the Ministry of Agriculture, Ministry of Finance, Ministry of Urban Development, it is actually addressed to the Government of India. In the same way, even though you have put your application to Lakshmi Devi for prosperity, you have put the application to different gods and goddesses for different things, actual application, all application finally goes to me only. You are worshipping me only. Only thing is, you have not studied the scripture properly, you do not have the proper knowledge, understanding. See, even when we get darshanam of Bhagavan, depending upon our mind, we will ask. If our mind is so gross,
what we will try to fulfill from Bhagavan? Grasping. What do you think the highest evolved person will ask?
Nothing.
Thank you. Only right. Nothing. Sudama did not ask anything. His wife tutored him for almost 3 years. What all he should ask from Krishna? She understands. Many vendors he never asked anything.
भगवान देते नहीं, वचन आते नहीं, देते नहीं, नाते नहीं. Then like this you are not asking, like this you are not calling him, like her you are not calling him. Those are the bhajan. What the bhajan is finally saying, they do not want anything, they just want Krishna. Arjuna wanted only Krishna because the end is going to say this in Bhagavad Gita. Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yatra Parto Dhanurdhara, Tatra Shri Jayo Buddhi, Dhruvo Nitir Matir Mahan. If Narayana is there, there will be Lakshmi or not. Nothing is fixed. Lord Narayana is lying there happily in Milky Ocean. And Lakshmi is massaging his feet. So if Narayana is there, Lakshmi will be there. Right? Why do you have to run after Lakshmi? That you be interested only in Narayana. When you are interested in Narayana, Lakshmi automatically comes. You got Narayana and Lakshmi. Lakshmi Narayana is what? Otherwise, you have lost it. When you run after the material world, Narayana leaves you. Narayana, who is Narayana? Life energy. Your life you miss in the pursuit of the world. So he said, they do not understand this. Out of ignorance they are doing. Avidhi Purvakam. Avidhi Purvakam means without knowledge. See, first of all, tradition. He said tradition. What is this tradition? Tradition is simple. Would you know and then act, or would you act and then say, let me learn after acting? Don't shake your head. Answer, what will you do?
We can't learn till you act. You have to make a mistake to actually realize that that's a good or a bad thing, right?
What?
It's like what
you could not learn from your mother's mistake? Isn't that learning? You could not learn from your grandmother's mistake? You could not learn from your great-grandmother's mistake?
Not necessarily.
No. But there are things available. You learn to swim and then properly start swimming, or just like that you will plunge and say, don't go, I'll start learning swimming.
Yeah.
You go and properly get trained and do things which is the right way to do. When you, first of all, ointment, some ordinary ointment you buy, or some grass or something.
Prepare and go.
But I'm still learning. Ointment when you're buying, you fold the paper in so many folds, you keep it inside, and in all languages, some 45-50 languages they write. Open the cap clockwise and then turn it upside down. Then punch a hole, then slowly press on the bottom, because they know you press in the middle. Slowly press to the bottom. For ointment, to open, so much instruction in there. What about life? Are you with me? So, in other words, tradition only says, learn and live. Don't say, I will live and then learn. Who is learning? In other words, you are in Bhagavad Gita class 19.
You're constantly learning.
That is different. But first thing is, you don't go to school after 60. Doesn't mean that once you finish your school, your learning is stopped. Then I agree with you. Learning, but you are at the top, huh? What did I say there at the top? Learning starts
from the womb only ends in the tomb. Learning never stops. But nobody is saying no. But do you learn, do you send your children to school or your grandfather to school? You understand? Learn and live, that is tradition. So what he is saying is, if you approach the scriptures, scriptures are very clearly explaining these things. You gain the knowledge. What knowledge? Ultimately, finite is included in the infinite. Finite is included in the infinite. Those who approach finite only come back with finite. Those who approach infinite, they get infinite. So the problem is not in this portion, in the next two verses, in this verse, I think till 27, he is trying to explain this concept. Please understand this concept. You study so many books, The Secret, and all these things have become so popular. This, just these few verses they have taken and done a book out of it, and it has become a popular thing. Just this portion. This portion, what he is saying is, Bhagavan is neutral. Bhagavan is neutral. You can use him or abuse him. Like a knife can be put to use to save somebody or to kill somebody. So in Bhagavan, what you write, that you get. If you are of small intelligence, small mind, you write small things and you get that only. If you are of big intelligence, what will you write? Just now we discussed, Ami said you ask nothing. So why I am asking the same question in a different way. You know, like people get training in getting to IIT and all that. The question has to be asked on the same day, then they will get through to IIT. You ask the question in a different way. The same question. If you are really, really intelligent, you will not write. You write. An infinite Bhagavan, when he writes, can he write anything finite? So in other words, you without this understanding, you are going on asking small, small things, and for that there are a lot of procedures you will follow, rituals, and each and every ritual has so much detail, and you will fulfill all those details to the T, then you will get the fruit and you are very happy. Huh?
So basically this means that you be true to yourself, your true nature.
Yes.
In one sense.
True to yourself with devotion.
Itself.
See, all can be used as non-necessary. But devotion, the emphasis is a little more. See, true, being true to yourself. I can be true to myself, little arrogantly. Tera na mera attitude. With that you make it clear. In fact, Bhagavad Gita is over. Almost in all my classes, somehow I keep saying it, but you still come every week, therefore I have to come. Actually, what Krishna wants to say, he is already said in second chapter. He is explaining, we discussed this, no. Second chapter he is already said. The highlights over. The main points over. Explanation is going on. 18th chapter again, summary. This is Bhagavad Gita. So what Krishna is trying to say is this only. Your swadharma, if it is dancing, singing, talking, whatever it may be, he is going to say that in 27 verse. You follow that with ananya chinta. Worship me through that. That is the way you worship me. Somebody worships through singing, somebody worships through dancing. You worship through your sadharma with no other thought. Then I take care of your yoga and shema.
No other thought means there is no thought of the future, there is no thought of the doer. That's what I was telling you. You understand? No thought of doer. I am doing it. Simply do. No prefix, no suffix. Just do it. Like this. Just do it. That when you do is ananya chinta. Worshipper. Otherwise anya chinta. Anya devata. So you talk about anya devata worshipper here. They are also worshipping me only. Only thing is they do not know. They are ignorant. Next verse.
Aham hi sarva yajnanam, aham hi sarva yajnanam, bhokta cha prabhureva cha, bhokta cha prabhureva cha, natu mama vijananti, natu mama vijananti, tatvena tasya vandite, tatvena tasya vandite, aham hi sarva yajnanam, bhokta cha prabhureva cha, natu mama vijananti, tatvena tasya vandite. I am indeed the enjoyer, Bhokta. Bhokta cha Prabhu eva cha. Prabhu, I am the Lord and the enjoyer. I am indeed the enjoyer and also the Lord of all the yajnas.
All the worshipping methodologies that you follow. Who enjoys everything? Me. Everything is application finally reaches to Government of India. Comes to me only. And I am the Lord. Meaning what? I am the one who is sending the results according to your karma.
Isn't it? You do an action, you get the result. So there is somebody distributing the result. That is me.
You think agriculture ministry has fulfilled your application. Urban development ministry has fulfilled your application. Finance ministry has fulfilled your application. Government of India has fulfilled your application.
That is why when a particular minister or the secretary signed your check, later when he is not a minister anymore, still the government can ask you questions. It's the government, no? Are you with me? But foolish people do not understand this, he said. But they do not know me in reality. They do not get the big picture. They are of small intelligence. They only get the small picture. They don't get the big picture. So he says, they do not know me in reality. Hence they fall. Hence they fall means what? They get into chakras. They ask for something. They do the ritual, they fulfill it, and they continue doing the same, ask for something else, do the thing, and they go again. You don't fall into this chakkar, he says, if you gain the knowledge. You simply go about doing whatever is your nature as an worship to Bhagavan. And you will be getting both yoga and shema. You don't fall into that chakra of asking and getting, fulfilling and feeling in dissatisfied and asking for something else and what's working for it and getting that and then feeling dissatisfied. Going on, never stop and learn. Kya chal raha hai? So many desires of yours to fulfill. Are you satisfied? The enough is never enough for us. So he said, we do not learn. Neither from the scripture, nor from their activity. Routine, mechanically we are going on doing this. When do we ever stop and say, why am I doing this, going on? Asking, fulfilling, are I out. Something or the other we going on asking. That is why when anybody will come to our house and supposing they say, hey, come, what can I do for you? No, just like that I came. I was passing by your house, right? So I thought, okay, it's long time since I met you. So how are you? I thought, I'll just ask. Just meet you. You think, no. They must be wanting something. Because we are having that in our mind.
Believe me, our mind is like that. Arthati artha mind we have. Therefore we come to conclusion about others also. Many times we do this. So, it is avidhi purvakam and they do not know me in reality. Natumam abhijananti tatvena. In reality, in a sense, they say we are worshipping God, we believe in God, with this and that, if you believe in God.
You never doubt.
Doubt what?
You not doubt that what, if you leave it to God, you do your action, but you leave what has to come to you to God, then you know that God knows better than what you need. Your need and want.
But you're still thinking of God, but in that case you're still thinking of the result.
No.
If you're supposed to, in an ideal situation, just do without...
You're giving an explanation. That they really don't...
Because we don't know what we want really.
That's another story. That is the great plus what?
Isn't that an excuse?
No, not that you don't know.
So that we don't know what we want.
No, you don't know what you want. I mean, you don't know what's actually right for you. If you say today, oh, I want this, if you get that and you're not happy with it, or you forget about it, that means you don't let the bigger picture, as the bigger picture is what
no, one
you want. That you want the self is very momentary.
One minute. We should discuss. Anyway, the discussion is with Anitam. That part, if you want, we'll discuss that. We do not know, that part we'll discuss. Before that, whatever we said was relevant to this, that also can be connected, that we separately discuss. First, we need to understand here is, then, I've said this in the 6th chapter, when he, I think last year Guru Purnima, he discussed that verse, 40, chapter 6, it says, Nahi kalyana krit kaschit durgatim tata gacchati. What does it mean?
Kalyana
means what? Kalyana guna. Can you say what it means?
What is good for you?
Kalyana krit means good work. One who does good work, nahi kalyana krit kaschit. If there is anybody who does kalyana krit, durgatim tata gacchati. Oh, beloved, he never comes to durgati. That verse, I remember this very well because last year Guru Purnima, we happened to have that verse and then I talked about it. There I said two things. One is Swami Ramakrishna's quotation about bhakti. What is that? Bhakti is not faith in God. Rather, it is faith in good.
No, in good.
Faith in good. In a way, he says, bhakti is faith in good rather than faith in God. See what he said, what you said. I believe in this action. I do it as an offer to Bhagavan.
As an offering.
Exactly, as an offering to Bhagavan. Baat khatam ho gaya, udari. Uske baad, what comes? I accept as prasad. This is the whole Gita philosophy.
But what comes, even if it's not what you, like, you know, what ideally seems like what you would want, you believe that that is what is right for you.
That is why I told you, no, I go to temple, even though it was a temple built by your family, and from your family trust the priest is getting his salary. Even then you don't come the puja and ask what is for prasad, then he said, even then you go, even sometimes the prasad may be something which probably is not
your
within
faith.
Your life.
Yeah.
Still you accept that and joyfully consume. Isn't it?
Right.
Same thing for the same thing. So, when a person functions, what is he saying? Faith in good, action itself. That is called Anatya Chinta. When you do an
action like that, the action has been done perfectly or not? The fact that the action has been done perfectly, will the result come or not? So, yoga shema mil jaye. But if you do not know, what will you do is, you ask, you plan, you work, nothing wrong. You fulfill the rituals, you do everything, you keep on thinking about it, you get it. But after having got it, you are still not satisfied. You are going and doing the same thing again, something else, something else, something else. You only replaced one object with some other. But you are continuing to rotate, revolve in the same level. That is what is called as falling. Another quotation which Swami Vivekananda says is, an atheist is one, is not one, atheist is not one who does not believe in God. An atheist is one who does not believe in himself. Are you with me? When you believe in your action and do it as an offering to God, as a spoke in the wheel of life, he says, I take care of your yoga and shiva. Slowly you will rise beyond your desires. Okay. Thus, he says here, these people do not know. They don't understand these things. Therefore, what are they doing? They are fulfilling the desires in a righteous way only. Performing rituals, methodology, details, sara hai. Are you with me? He does everything and fulfills the vidha. But what happens? Next verse. Before we go to the next verse, let us solve that problem. Let's start it. You do not know. I believe what Shweta meant is, even though you ask Bhagwan, I want this. For example, I want to catch the flight somehow to go to attend Olympics or something, World Cup soccer in Brazil. I booked my ticket and everything. But that day, your driver, for some reason, came late, something happened. As a result of which, you did not reach the airport on time, you missed the flight. You knew very well what you wanted was to get to Brazil. But you missed the flight. God forbid, the flight met with an accident. Nobody survived. Did you know when you missed the flight that it was for your good only? This is what you are saying, isn't it?
Want and need.
In other words, human intelligence vis-a-vis the total intelligence, we cannot always know everything. That is precisely the reason why he says karmani eva karma ma phaleshu kadachan. So many factors are involved. Isn't it? This is what you said, huh? In this you have any classification. So I believe all of you are saying the same thing. As long as it is clarified, it's okay. I think when Shivani said, no, we know what you want. Me?
No, I didn't say we know what you want. Mm-hmm. I said we are looking that, you know, the results will come. We're still doing something result oriented, mm-hmm. which takes away from honest work, you know, like that's what we were studying a couple of verses ago, that do the work and let it be the end. But let the devotion of the work not be the
correct
end.
Shivani, but there are people who are not able to do action without result, thinking of the result. There should be some methodology for them also. Then through LKG only you come up with time. What you are saying is absolutely correct. But LKG one has to be in spiritual field. When we go to the 12th chapter, you will see very clearly how steps he explains. So for those people, in the beginning you should, what did Krishna say? Don't go and unsettle the minds of ignorance. So for those people what you say is, no problem, you ask. Ask, no problem, you ask. Are you with me?
So you take coconut, banana, whatever you want to take, take to Bhagavan. ठीक है and ask but don't think Bhagavan will come and write your exam. That is wrong. What you do is you ask, but you have phal also, but you leave that phal to Bhagavan. That is beginning thing. Next stage is you are not even thinking about phal. Whatever Bhagavan gives, you accept. That maturity will come when you follow the first step, LKG. Isn't it? So ultimately you have to come to this level. Like what you said. I will be. But supposing I am here today, hey Baba, my mind is interested in full of desire, so what do I do? I am not interested in Vedanta, Baba. I am interested in Veda Purvam. So in Veda Purvam, this is what you are told. What you are told? Let your fruit be told to Bhagavan. This is what I want, Bhagavan, please. Understand? And you go with the faith that Bhagavan will fulfill the fruit and you continue working. What you are doing is, you have the result in mind, but you have left the result in his feet. In second step will come where you don't even have any result in mind. That is, you got to sannyasi level, almost. Whatever you give it. So step by step you have to go.
But also Guruji, like supposing what you said, today you do what you think is, you give your best. And even if the result, like if supposing you give your best and the person in front is negative or is really hard or difficult, at that point of time also if you realize or you feel that this is what is required and you realize in retrospect that that was the best thing that could happen, that was where your learning was, so actually God knows best, so God knows that even if supposing with the best of your action you get a slap. But God knows that at that point of time you need that slap to eventually reach where you are to grow.
I completely agree with you.
Huh.
In this only one danger is there which should be taken care of.
Huh.
God knows best, doesn't mean to sit quiet.
No, but you have to keep doing your best.
In India, people say God knows best and sit down quiet. This is a danger for us. God gives you, is what you need to understand. God, when we say law of karma, whatever you want to call it, law.
Yeah, law of karma.
God gives you fruit according to your action, which will help you to evolve. The direction of everything in this universe, whether you approach it through religion or through science, they say only one thing, what? Evolution. From single cell, is going on evolving. Isn't it? This is what science is saying. Religion also says everything is for your evolution. So what you are saying is even the difficult things apparently that is given to you is for your growth. You do not know it.
So
in hindsight you know it.
That's not what you want. At that point of time you think, but this is not what I wanted. But that's why you don't know. What I am saying about want and need, we don't, the bigger picture, God knows what we need more than what we temporarily want.
Understood.
Hmm?
But in the beginning you are not able to work without desire. How much ever you study, you still have desire. So what do you do? Okay, I want this, but I leave it to you. This is my fruit. I'll work for it, no problem. Even if it is for money, whatever it is, work. Do the proper activities for that. Are you with me? In the beginning, later on you will say, I don't even want to think about it. To come to that maturity, don't stop till you come to that maturity.
So it's not, do not take it as a license for leaving.
Yes. That's very dangerous. In fact, in this country, this is what it is.
Laziness.
That word, anashita karma palam karyam karma karokiyaha sa sanyasi cha yogi cha na nirajnirna chakriyaha. And the other verse I quoted, 47 chapter 2, karmaniyeva adhikaraha ma paleshu kadachana ma karma phala hetur boho māte saṅgostva karmani akarmani. Let not your attachment be to inaction.
Read the verse carefully. Verse 47, chapter 2. What did he say? Let not your attachment be to inaction. Because if you understand these things properly, it's okay. Otherwise, you will get into inactivity. ठीक है बस नेक्स्ट वर्स
यांति देवव्रता देवान यांति देवव्रता देवान पितृन्यान्ति पितृव्रताः पितृन्यान्ति पितृव्रताः भूतानि यान्ति भूतेज्याः भूतानि यान्ति भूतेज्याः यान्ति मध्याजिनोऽपि मा यान्ति मध्याजिनोऽपि मा यान्ति देवव्रता देवान् पितृन्यान्ति पितृव्रताः भूतानि यान्ति भूतेज्याः यान्ति मध्याजिनोऽपि मा
Those who worship devas go to devas. Yanti devavrata devam. Pitrum yanti pitruvrata. Those who worship ancestors go to ancestors. Those who worship bhuta.
Your Swamiji has translated as living. Another meaning for bhuta is ghosts and all that. Bhuta, preta and all that. Spirits. There are people who worship them. Huh? What is that called? Trenches. One aspect of tantric, yeah. Different kind of tantric. One is this also, black magic.
That's
not tantric. That's what I'm saying, yeah. There are a lot of practices in tantra. This is one.
Tantric is not only that.
Only that. That's what I'm saying. It's not only that. So,
what is the English word for tantric?
Tantra means expansion. Tantra means expansion, expanding the self. Ultimate idea of Tantra is to expand the self.
What is good Tantra? There is a meditation rules.
Brahman. You dissolve ego, you reach Brahman. Tantra is expansion, yoga is dissolution of ego. Dissolving the ego, you reach the same goal. Expanding the self, you reach the
same goal. The goal of Tantra and yoga is same. Tantra means expansion. Okay? So in Tantra, there are so many. One is what we said, that black magic place.
So, Bhuta, Preta, all these worshippers, they go to
that world.
Bhuta, Preta, all the time they'll be thinking in those angles, no? And those who worship me, come to me. This is what the verses say. One who worships me, Madhyajima, comes to me. He comes, one who worships me comes to me. Atma comes to me.
But he earlier said that if you worship God, it is still me.
If you worship God, you are still worshipping me. But you get stuck at that plane, is what he is saying here.
Ultimately, all these are different dimensions of your mind. And when you go beyond mind, it's me. Okay?
So, each one who worships means identification. Understand it that way. So, otherwise you will not even get confused. Worship means sitting and doing puja. Those who mentally identify with the related devatas, they are in a way sending the application to me only. They do not know, but they are stuck at that level. That's what it is. Once you know, you don't get stuck there. That's what I said. In the beginning, it's okay. You put the application. But slowly you rise so that you don't get stuck at that level.
So, worshippers of Deva go to Devaloka. What does that mean? they are going on in their mental plane all the time. They will be talking about this deva, that deva, ye chahiye to udhar jao, wo chahiye to idhar jao. Same world they will be living, isn't it?
Gossip mongers will find gossipers around them. If you are finding gossipers around you, what you should understand is, you are having that vasana.
Because you are in between asking, "Achcha, kya hua?" Therefore you are continuing. Supposing that, "Achcha, kya hua?" you don't, especially in that way, in that tone if you are not asking.
Nobody will bother to come to you again, because this fellow not, they are not sure whether you are listening or not listening. So they are not interested in you.
So, those who worship devas go to
ancestors, go to ancestors.
They are into Pitru Loka. Traditional. Shraad and all these ceremonies, they are more traditional. They live in that world.
They this get? Is at their intellect. This is at their intellect.
Yeah, the mental level, yes. And then, those who worship Bhuta, Preta, these people, they will all their puja and everything will be in the night, in the cremation ground. You know, in this kind of world they live. There, as per your thoughts, the world is given to you. In other words, you understand this. If you write infinity, you get infinity. But if you write finite, you get only finite. You are getting only what you ask for. So you better be clear what you want to ask.
After asking, don't say, "Baba, I did not want this."
No, please think about this. See, these are things you need to spend time and understand correctly. I am having a particular world around me. And then I am saying, "I don't know why I am having this world, why you are having this world?" Because you ordered it. It's like this. You were involved in discussion and the waiter came and asked, "What shall I serve you?" You said, "Some masala dosa." You said that. Because you are so involved in that talking, you said masala dosa.
Now he brings masala dosa after 10 minutes. He said, "No, I don't want this."
But you already ordered.
So in your thought level, what are you encouraging?
It's not one thought. When you explain, it with one thought. There are so many thoughts. As per that, you are given the world. When you have no chinta, you are with Bhagavan. You are given that world. Infinite. See, Hiranyakashipu wanted, whatever he wanted, did he get or not?
He got, he became so powerful, this, that, everything he got. But what happened? Was he satisfied? Was he secure?
He asked.
So you are getting in life only as per what you are asking.
When you do not ask anything, when you do not write anything, what are you doing? You have left it to infinite. You actually want infinite, you get infinite. When you get infinite, finite is infinite. So those who worship me, come to me.
Very simple.
So in other words, these methods and all these are there in Veda Purva. For certain reasons. But if you get involved in it and you go in the chakkar, you will be in the chakkar only. Unbelievable crowd follows that. Delivery. Unbelievable crowd that goes in this chakkar. Very clear. Veda Purvam will have innumerable number of people. Vedanta will have handful of people. Because you have to rise above Veda Purvam and come to Vedanta. And Krishna is not ridiculing Veda Purvam. In the beginning you need that. Go through that. Once you come, you do not ask anything. Then you get everything. Infinite. You leave it to me. But to come to that level, you have done the supposing you find yourself in that level in this Janma, what it means is the previous Janma you followed by the Roman all. There's nothing to sit down and judge them and ridicule them. In fact, you should encourage. Slowly, a little bit questions come, then explain to them. Then they move from that level to next level. So he says, as per your thoughts, the world is you. Only when you are busy all the time thinking about devas, 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 you know, you will see that all the time the discussion, the whole thing revolves around that. That's where they get into that kind of, they given that kind of income. What you are writing in your subconscious is what you are getting. So therefore you better be clear what you are writing. If you want something, don't write something else. What you want to write? What you need to understand is, when your subconscious is filled with the thought of what you really want, the subconscious will push your conscious to do the action. Not that you are filled with the thought and Bhagwan will come and give you some courier will get delivered to your house. It's not what to be understood. What it means is, you will be made to do the action. You will court those kind of people. You will put in the effort in that direction. And the results will come. You will go on, you will find out if Bhagavad Gita classes are going on there or not in that city. Whatever is your interest. So those who worship me come to. Finite worshippers go to finite. And when you get finite, what will happen? Chakra will continue. The moment you go to infinite, when you get infinite, chakra will stop. That's what you mean by falling and not falling. Next verse, next two verses are very important verses again. Many very off-quoted verses. Not as if these verses are not. If you want to worship the devatas, there are so many rituals, so many details. But if you want to worship me, the question comes, okay, how do I worship you? Question comes from. Those who worship devata, devata, those who worship preta, preta, those who worship this for that,
those who worship me come to me. So now the question is, how do I worship you? Patram pushpam phalam toyam, patram pushpam phalam toyam, yomi bhaktya prayachati, yomi bhaktya prayachati, tadaham bhaktyupahritam, tadaham bhaktyupahritam, ashnami prayatatmanaha, ashnami prayatatmanaha, patram pushpam phalam toyam, yomi bhaktya prayachati, tadaham bhaktyupahritam, ashnami prayatatmanaha. Now in this verse, all the words are important, but I consider very important word you must underline is prayatatmanaha. What does prayatatmanaha mean? Striving self. There is no replacement for action. Patram. Leaf, pushpam, flower, phalam, fruit, toyam, water. Patram, pushpam, phalam, toyam, yome, bhaktya, prayata. Right? Whatever the devoted self offers with bhakti, tad aham bhaktyupahritam ashnami prayata. That devout offering of striving self, I accept. Huh? All you need to do to me is just you tell just an offering of it. It's not such detail, nothing. You offer whether it is leaf. Easiest Bhagavan, all Sudama took handful of the what is that? Oh, that's all, three handfuls of. What he wants is bhakti, surrender, self-effacement. Effacement. With the devout offering, when you offer, what happens is, the vasana he robs. He studies, you know, Krishna steals butter. What he steals? Krishna steals away the heart of gopis. These are all discussed in Bhagavatam, right? What does he steal? When you do the offering with bhakti, he steals away the vasana, the intensity and the vasana, intensity of the vasana and the very vasana itself from you. That is why he says, do whatever you want in the next verse. Bhakti is important. Doing it with devotion. Procedures can be haywire. Lot of people in Veda poor own procedure is very important. Veda antam a procedure too. Because in Veda antam you are full of love. When you are full of love, procedure then. No problem. I am not saying everybody should start following Vedanta. I am saying, yes, there will always be at any given point in time more number following Veda Purvam. But periodically, quite a few people should move from Veda Purvam to Vedanta. Agar one hai one hai, then some balance is there.
No, but what I think is that in general, unfortunately there is an element of fear. Here there is no fear in this world. It is bhakti. And that will be a vasana I think. So just saying, that aspect, as you know, one wishes, that will draw them.
Why there is fear? There you want something. Here you do not want anything. You are full of love. Where there is the cinema song also comes, you know. What is that old song? Fellow who loves doesn't get scared, fellow who gets scared doesn't love. So a little translation. Movie song is an old song. प्यार करने वाले जो डरते वो भी जो डरते हैं प्यार करने डरते नहीं जो पानी का उन्होंने कहा काम तो सब गुड राइट सो यू आर टच ही प्लीज अंडरस्टैंड
नो डिफरेंट सॉन्ग
हाँ
विच सॉन्ग इज
डिफरेंट सॉन्ग
प्यार करने वाली डरते नहीं जो प्यार करते वो डरते नहीं जो डरते हैं वो
all three of you
talking. Doesn't matter, the song is saying this only, don't get involved in the song. It is a mistake, I'll take it back. I'm not just telling you, start thinking about that in the next 1 hour. I'm just saying, I put a thought in your mind. All I wanted to say was, as you evolve in the spiritual agenda, the intensity of love becomes higher and higher. When the intensity of love becomes higher and higher, you will drop fear completely. In the beginning, you are terribly wanting that object of your desire. So you are so scared. Agar main idhar galti karun, nahi aayega. You understand? Slowly, slowly what happens is, you are not bothered. Therefore there is no fear. The more and more love, bhakti comes, there will be no fear. In fact, in the beginning, it's a starting point. Therefore fear. ultimately there will be no fear. In fact, there are stories. Stories in Puranas where there was a person called Kannappa. He was a hunter leader. And when he was hunting in the forest one day, he found this mandir, Shiva mandir. And he started doing puja to the mandir. How? With the flesh that he was hunting. That was the offering he was doing. The whatever flesh that day he got, he would offer that. And he one day saw, don't ask me all this, how it happened. The story goes like that. From the Shiva Linga, one of the eyes, blood was oozing. So he tried to stop it with his hands and legs, was not stopping. So then he kept his, he took his arrow, plucked his eyes and put it there. Apparently it stopped. Then from the other eye, the blood started coming. Now he wanted to remove the other eye and put it there. But if he removes the other eye, he will not know where to put it properly. So he kept his toe there on Shiva's face, near that eye. And then he plucked his other eye and put it there. And then Shiva is supposed to have come and given him darshan. In other words, all these stories trying to tell one to love intensify. See, to intensify the love procedure. Love intensify hone ke baad. What grammar rule are you talking about? In Shakespeare's language, he says, Shakespeare knows English better than you and me. He purposely goes and breaks the grammar rule and says, it is the most unkindest cut of all. Double superlative from English.
Unkindest?
Most unkindest cut of all. And Julius Caesar was murdered by Brutus. Julius Caesar says, in that poem, in that play, he says, most unkindest cut of all. Most unkindest is a wrong English, no? Two superlatives, double superlatives. It's wrong. Then there is love, you break it. First, love when you go will break. Till then, don't break. They are right in that sense. Intaji. In that sense, they are right. But fear, in the sense, you don't do it 8 times, only do it 7 times, then something will happen to you. That is nonsense. I understand what you mean. The moment you do that, so that you don't take these things lightly. The problem, see, the biggest problem in life is, if I say come to left, you understand that I should never go to right. If I say come to right, you understand you should never go to left. For certain things, they made it almost, you have to do it that way only, not the other way around. For certain reasons, are you with me? But all you need to understand is through these practices, bhakti should come. But you see today, most people when they do these kind of practices, you find them not having bhakti at all. Isn't it? You come out of the mandir, he's a totally different fellow. Mandir mein jaake, he's doing puja. He makes sure everything is done in a proper way. He comes out and he's doing all anti-social, anti-national activities. What kind of bhakti is this? So, that sense you are right. But I am trying to tell you why they were kept so strict. Basically, the procedures are only introduced to develop bhakti, to intensify bhakti. Once I understand that, there is no problem. And I don't understand, then it gets into trouble. So therefore, once you come to Vedanta, the love is so intensified, no procedure, nothing. For sannyasi, no this work and that work. We'll do one more verse for you. Oh, already 120. So we'll do this verse next week. But this understand this verse and next verse almost says the same thing. Satram, Pushpam, Phalam, Oyam. What you offer does not matter. How you offer. whether it is patram or pushpam or phalam or poem, water, Krishna is not interested in what you offer. Krishna is interested only in how you
नारायणाय समर्पयामि।